My husband and I are attempting to spice up our sex life. We've never been very daring, and he suggests that we play with some handcuffs. I'm a little nervous. He has me bound to the bed, my arms up, and just a pair of black lace panties, and my large double D's hard and ready. I'm feeling exposed and vulnerable. And I don't know if I like it. The cuffs lock, and he looks me over. For some reason, he has a face of disdain, and I don't know why. I say his name, and he doesn't respond. I'm getting more nervous. I call his name again, louder, and he just looks at me. I ask him to undo my handcuffs. I ask him politely, with no response. I ask again, louder. And then I ask again, more demanding. He turns his heel and he just walks out. The door shuts and I scream at him. After God knows how long, he comes back in, looking more handsome, more dolled up. I'm relieved. Perhaps he was just in the bathroom. And he starts to strip and I relax. I let out a sigh of relief and I wait for him to undo the handcuffs. But he doesn't. He tells me he doesn't think this is working. He tells me that it's never going to work unless I learn. He tells me I'm no good in bed and the handcuffs won't fix it. I get redder and redder with each word. I'm embarrassed. I'm insulted. He tells me how boring I am. That I'm too inexperienced for him. And he's had better. And then he tells me that I can learn by watching. He says that he has someone that can show me how to make him feel good. My eyes widen. My heart beats louder, and I ask him what he's on about. I yell at him. Then he tells me the worst thing imaginable. He says he's gonna fuck somebody right here in front of me so I can see what a real fuck looks like and learn. I gulp. My mouth goes dry, and I question him again. What's he on about? He means what he said. He just smiles and he looks at the door. Suddenly, I hear someone call out his name. That voice. It's my friend. My best friend. And she's here. And I'm bound and naked. My husband wants to fuck somebody else. He calls out to her and I hear her ascend the stairs. He smiles wider with each step, and I start to beg, begging him to untie me, begging him not to fuck her. And my friend enters, looking stunning, a short little dress in stilettos, perfect long blonde hair. She smiles at him first, then more wickedly at me, and my eyes well up. I look away from her, embarrassed. Oh, well, look at you, she says. All tied up and ready for the show, are we? She laughs. My husband joins in. And I beg her not to. I beg her to go home. But she slowly shakes her head at me. My husband beckons her over to him. And then he tells her to strip. His eyes all over her as she does so. Leaving her heels on. Eventually left in nothing but her birthday suit. My husband's eyes drink her in. Mine do too. She's so slender, so different to my full curves. Toned and tanned with perfect little titties. My husband likes her body more than mine. I know that now. Like what you see? She asks my husband, and he nods. He's hard. They kiss, and I'm mortified. I turn my head away. I can still hear them though, moaning into each other's mouths. She moans louder, and I turn to find out why. He's groping her everywhere, hungry for her, and I start to silently cry. He groans louder when she strokes his length, even more so when he hears me whimper loudly. She grins and he moans. He picks her up, her long legs wrap around him, and they kiss more passionate, more desperate. "I need your cock in me," she says. He nods, he smiles, and then he brings her over. Over to me. Over to the bed I'm lying on. I wriggle in panic, desperate to break free. It's useless. And they laugh at me. They collapse onto the bed, and he licks her from head to toe. And then she does the same. I can't watch, but he demands I watch. Watch and learn. I cry and I watch my best friend slowly mount my husband, bareback. He's panting hard, buried to the hilt in her perfect bald pussy. I can't stop looking. He slaps her ass and it's too much to take. I call out to him and he ignores me, unable to take his eyes off her. She smiles and slowly starts to ride him, and I beg him to stop, mortified in my desperation. They don't stop. "Do you like my pussy?" she asks, and he nods and groans. "Is it tight?" He says the affirmative. "Tighter than your wife's?" He shouts at her yes. "Do you like me fucking you in front of her?" He nods again, and he picks her up and bends her over and gets behind her. He strokes her, licks her, spanks her, all in front of his crying wife. He asks her if she's ready, ready to take his cock. And she shouts at her yes, and he slams his thick cock into her. She gasps and grabs onto the headboard and turns to look at me and then grins. "I bet he doesn't fuck you like this." I shake my head and she laughs. Mesmerized with her perfect ass cheeks, he laughs with her. He strokes her back lovingly, tenderly, and slowly fucks her until she's writhing. She starts chanting yes, 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 and he speeds up, gripping her small hips. "Fuck me," she says. "Fuck me in front of your wife and show her what we've been doing all these years." I quietly beg her to stop. "I don't want to hear this." "Tell her how much you like it," she says. He slows his pace and leisurely fucks her. Then he finally talks to me, looks at me in my humiliation, right at my red crying face, and he tells me how good in bed she is, how hot her body is, how tight and slick she is, how he loves touching her slender body, how sexy she is, how he fucks her all the time, when I'm in bed, when he's at the office, when he's on the phone to me, when he was late for our anniversary and she was blowing him off in the car on his way to see me, and when I was in labor with our first born, and that I'm nothing, nothing compared to her. I beg him to stop. He grins wickedly and begins to fuck her hard and fast again. He never looks like that when he's with me. So turned on, so desperate to come. They pant harder, their bodies slapping together. She tells him she's gonna come, and he tells her he's going to as well. He's going to fill her up. I beg them not to. I beg him. But she just says, "Yes, come in me in front of her. I want her to see how much you love fucking her best friend. Look at her." And he does. He looks at me and he groans. And he groans even louder when she announces she's coming. And then he starts to come. His body spasming into hers, filling up her soaking wet pussy with his seed. the seed that's supposed to be mine. Looking at his wife cry, what's coming inside of her? And he looks at me. Looking at his wife cry, while he groans out in pleasure. Looking at me. All what's coming inside of her.